2237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, that is the number for you to get interactive with us. It's the Saturday night edition of the show, and that means we're actually here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's right. All those other talk show hosts, they like spending time with their families and their, you know, their themselves and, you know, working on the house and, I guess, whatever talk show hosts do on the weekends.
But they're sad and lonely, so...
They don't appreciate you guys that listen to talk radio on the weekends, because there are people that actually do listen to the radio on the weekend, believe
sure.
it or not. And so we want to do a live show for you on Saturday night. So that's why we're here. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We do it Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 Eastern. So if you don't get us during the week and you're listening on one of our affiliates that is currently picking up the Saturday show, and you like what you hear, take the time out during the week. Give them a call. Talk to the program director or the general manager, whoever the case may be, and tell them you want to hear more Free Talk Live, because we'd love to be on your stations all six nights, Monday through Saturday, 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So you can bring up anything. That's the point behind Free Talk Live, whether it be a political issue or even something of a personal nature. Heck, we'll even discuss pop culture. I don't know much about it, but you're welcome to bring it up. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got archives there, the last 6 days, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And as I was mentioning, our archives are on the house. You go to freetalklive.com, they are free. No logging in, no membership fee, none of that. You just go grab them up. In fact, you can sign up for the podcast as well, and then we'll send you the archives automatically whenever they get posted online every night. So, again, freetalklive.com. As you scroll down, you'll find that you can vote for us over at podcastalley.com, where we are in the top five podcasts in the world right now, thanks to your votes. Over at podcastalley.com. So, let's get this thing started tonight, Manwich. Why don't we start with you? I know you had something about flag desecration.
I do. There's an amendment being proposed
mm-hmm.
by a representative out of California.
Hmm.
And I got a email here from... A constitutional amendment to the United States Constitution,
okay.
not the California one. And basically... They're saying that the flag shouldn't be desecrated, is the idea behind the,
desecration is usually considered. There's all this, there's kind of this code that code of conduct that applies to the flag, right? You have to have it. If it's up on a flagpole at night, it has to be lit.
Mm-hmm.
If it touches the ground, you have to burn it or something like that.
Right. There's all kinds of stuff.
Retire it or whatever it is that they say.
All kinds of things.
All kinds of silly rules.
It's silly rules. And that's, you know, basically put up by the American Legion who made these things up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. I don't think, I mean, it's great, you know, I believe that the flag deserves a certain reverence, but it deserves it from me. You know, like, I'm going to be that reverent about the flag. I'm not going to try to tell other people what they have to do.
You don't think you should force people to be reverent?
I don't think so. No,
okay.
I think they should be. That's my opinion.
Right.
But that's it. You know, I think that, well, anyway, they're trying to ban desecration of the flag. And here's what my point on that is one of the desecrations of the flag, specifically the biggest desecration that you always hear about, is flag burning.
Yeah.
Flag burning. So
it's certainly the most visible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to have a protest and you're going to do something to the flag, burning it's probably going to get you the most attention as opposed to, say, urinating on it.
Right. And, let me go off on a tangent real quick. What is your problem with hate crimes?
What is my problem with hate crimes?
Yes.
That is that it increases the penalty for what would normally be something egregious anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if I murder you and I say, I hate you, Manwich, and then I stab you to death.
Because you're a white guy.
Or whatever. Because you're greasy. and I stab you to death, and somebody overheard me say, I hate you, Manwich, before... You know, before you died, then that means that I'm guilty of a hate crime, and so therefore I should spend 5 more years in prison? It's a hateful thing to kill somebody, period. It's a hateful thing to hurt someone.
It's sort of that in this country, we don't regulate thought. You know,
we're not supposed to.
The idea is that you can think anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do anything illegal.
Right.
Well, the problem with hate crimes that we believe, you know, the both of us pretty much agree, is that, you know, they're trying to assume what you thought. They're making, you know, assumptions around what you thought.
As though it mattered, though.
Right.
I mean, you can be the most, the worst racist of all time, and as long as you're if you're killing someone or harming someone, that's what you should be charged with.
Absolutely.
Is harming somebody.
Now let me take this, and I'm going to apply this to flags.
Mm-hmm.
If you're angry at a protest, like a person that's angry at a protest might burn a flag to say that I'm upset with the American government's involvement in Iraq, right?
Sure.
Or a person whose flag touches the ground at their home and they want to retire it reverently might do what?
They might retire it?
Burn their flag.
Oh, I don't know if that's how you can do it. I think
that's
you have to take
how
it
you
to
do
the
it.
Legion, don't you?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not. You burn the flag.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, what you have here is two people.
Is there a process around the burning retiring
style? I suppose you
style?
Could say a little prayer around it, but no, you just burn a flag.
Okay.
Now, I mean, different people would probably do it different ways, but you burn a flag to retire it.
Okay.
That's how it's done.
Interesting.
So what you're supposing is that you know the reason that a person is burning a flag.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can tell, but that's thought police.
Absolutely.
And it's something that I don't want our government doing.
So you think that people should be free to walk the streets of Washington, D.C. and burn flags?
I do.
I guess as long as they're on public property, right? Government property.
I think
if you're on
those,
someone's private property, then burning things without their permission is
I think
no,
those
no.
people like fit into the same category as the kind of people that can't do anything but say the F word and the S word while they're talking.
The people that burn flags?
Yes. They're, to my mind, bad, stupid, ugly people.
Only the American flag or people that burn any flag?
No, American flag. I don't think you should do it.
Hmm.
That's how I look at those people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the assumptions I make about those people.
Now, there's probably been a number of American flags burned over in Iraq by the Iraqi people.
I'm sure, yes.
Over the past few years. Would you say that they're bad, evil people for doing that sort of thing?
I wouldn't say that I didn't understand why the Iraqis would be burning flags.
Right, that's a very easy way for them to make a simple statement without actually even having to open their mouths.
Yeah.
So I'm not somebody who's going to go out in the streets and do this, but I'm with you. I support an individual's right and freedom to do that.
And apparently there was a flag burning in America within the last year.
Okay.
One reported case of flag burning.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, one reported case. Do you understand? We don't need a constitutional
What's
amendment.
The threat anyway? I mean, what is it that they're worried about? That the person who's burning
and by the way,
flag
the person that burned the cat flag, it was in Topeka, Kansas, and they don't know who it was because it was done in the middle of the night.
Mm.
So whoever it was didn't make too much of a statement.
Yeah, he didn't want to be seen.
And most of the times it's
going to burn this flag and leave the remains on your courthouse steps or something like that.
Most of the time, the burning of a flag is a violation of a local municipal ordinance about setting fires in, you know, particularly public places.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's handled, by the way.
And that's fine and all. I mean, if you've got an ordinance about that, then
I guess it is.
That covers just burning things, not necessarily one specific item.
Yes.
And again, if it's your private property, then you should be able to burn, I think, whatever you want, as long as you control your fires.
I think I don't understand why Americans aren't just disgusted by their politicians and their band and their, you know.
I really don't believe they're paying attention.
I mean, this guy's doing it so that he can get the, you know, the American Legion types all riled up.
Sure.
You know, the God, Guts, and Guns.
Right.
Kind of folks that put George Bush in office.
Right.
He'll get them all riled up and pulling on their heartstrings. And
it's national. Yeah. He's appealing to their sense of nationalism.
And here's the problem with that sense of nationalism. Please, if you want to give us a call at 1-800. What is the rest of it? 259?
You should know this by now. 800-259-9231. That's
I'm always scared. I know what it is.
259-9231. It's the Saturday night show, and we will talk to you about whatever you want, but we want to hear from you on this flag issue. Do you think it should be outlawed? Should there be a constitutional amendment banning it?
I'm going to get to that when we get back.
That's the other side of this coin. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
We'll Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We may or may not use your emails on here. Again, the show's about your calls. From time to time, we will do it. So you never know. It never hurts. ftl@freetalklive.com. Join us on the internet at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we really do appreciate that. We appreciate our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live, and that's the point behind the Shrine, is to show them off, to enshrine them, if you will. So be sure you go to freetalklive.com and check that out. Matt, what you're telling me that there is a representative from the state of California.
Yes.
That has come up with a brilliant plan. He or she is going to...
He
is going to be proposing an amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Yes, what a great idea.
Not to restore freedoms or something like that, but to restrict our freedom.
Yes.
Specifically to restrict our freedom to desecrate the American flag. Now, this is an issue that I think probably some people are, well, maybe a little bit emotional about. Because, obviously, the flag means a lot to people here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And
it means a lot to me.
It doesn't mean that much to me. I see it as a piece of cloth that gets a little bit too much respect. But I understand where...
I believe that you probably do see that.
I understand how people feel about the flag. And I respect it. And I wouldn't burn a flag, personally. I wouldn't want to offend anybody like that. But some people do.
I take it pretty serious. I got a 76 Eldorado, you know, and it's covered in like, flag stuff. It's bicentennial edition, you know. And I love the American flag, bud.
Really? You're not making that up?
No.
Oh, okay. I never noticed.
That it's a...
covered in flag stuff.
It's got flag stuff, yeah. It's like, it's I have it themed. It's bicentennial theme.
Interesting.
I like that kind of thing.
So, anyway, I wouldn't participate in something like this, but there are some people that... feel that the American government has done them wrong. Say, the Iraqi people.
Mm.
And none of them are really burning flags over here.
I don't think this amendment wouldn't affect people in Iraq.
Oh, certainly not. No. But nonetheless, if there was a family related to some Iraqi people over here, and they were really angry because they just found out their grandma got killed in some violent raid, and we've actually got a story from Iraq coming up later tonight, possibly. But, you know, they wanted to burn the flag in protest. Shouldn't they be free to do so? Isn't this a free country? And do we really need a constitutional amendment to prohibit something like this?
I'd like to read a few constitutional amendments if I could.
Okay.
Real quick. And I just want to start this. Read off a little bit here. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Let's see. A well-regulated militia being necessary to security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Let's see. No soldier shall be quartered in peacetime. It's the right of the people to secure in their persons. No person shall be held for answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless presented or indicted by a grand jury. All these that I'm reading here, they basically limit the government.
That's true. That is the point of the Constitution, period, is to limit the federal government to very specific functions. Now, you and I both know that the feds have gone way out of bounds when it comes to the Constitution since then. But yeah, the purpose of the Constitution was to say, okay, government can do this and this, this and this. Everything else left to the states and the people. And that's why they put the Bill of Rights in there, because the Constitution had a few loopholes in it, so they wanted to kind of iron it up with the Bill of Rights.
Just want to make sure.
Right, with the Bill of Rights. And so that's why they enshrined all of those rights in the Constitution. But you're right, all of them...
Amendments are made to limit the government and to secure our freedoms. Now,
historically, although the Prohibition Amendment...
The Prohibition Amendment is a good example of, people wanting to take away our rights and freedoms, and how poorly that worked.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work well. It caused crime, it caused death, it caused destruction, sadness. You know, it was a bad thing. It's a bad idea. Let's leave the Constitution to securing our freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And let's stop grandstanding around this flag issue.
Does it seem like this person has support? The person who is proposing...
It's hard to stand against these things. You know, because if it is,
right.
It's difficult.
It's the whole thing. Well, why could I couldn't vote against the Patriot Act? It says Patriot in it.
It's difficult to stand against.
Vote against
things.
The Help the Children Act. Well, I couldn't vote against that.
Yeah.
Of course, that brings us back to the whole read the bills issue, in that our Congress people don't even bother to read beyond the title of these bills that they're that they're signing and passing.
Well, I think that he may get a lot of support for this, and I think it's a real problem.
Absolutely.
I don't want to see. I don't want to see freedoms taken away from the American people, and I don't think that that's what it's about. It's thought police, and that's the difficulty. I understand where he might be coming from, but he's going to try to guess the motivation of somebody, and I don't think we should be doing that, because burning a flag isn't necessarily desecration, and that's what this amendment's about. And amendments are meant to secure our freedoms, And he's trying to take one away.
The worst, also the one of the other bad things about this is it takes away the free market. It eliminates the free market approach to flag burning, and if you bear with me for a moment.
I'm going to have to.
If I decided that I wanted to burn an American flag mm-hmm. in protest in some public place, everybody's going to know who I am because I'm going to be there in public. Somebody's going to identify me. Mm-hmm. My picture's going to be in, you know, newspapers and that sort of thing, and people are going to say, hey, doesn't he shop at our store? Doesn't he shop at this store? We don't want to let him come in here.
Yeah.
There could very well be a free market solution to flag burning. If it really is the case, and I'm sure this is the case, I'm sure the majority of people in America are against flag burning.
Oh, I'm sure they
now,
are.
Let's make it clear. This country is not a democracy. We're a democratically elected representative republic.
Right.
But we're not a democracy.
No.
To where if 51% vote for something, that doesn't mean that they get to run roughshod and tyrannize people who are in the 49%.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that people in the majority are against flag burning, so just let them fix the situations as they arise. If somebody burns a flag, social ostracism will fix that problem.
Well, let's not forget that most municipalities have laws against setting fires on sidewalks and those sorts of places.
I'm sure that's the case as well. In which case, it'd be just a minor misdemeanor thing. I mean, what are they proposing
the guy
as a penalty?
Really? I don't. They do not
would
say
it be treason.
They don't say. I mean, are they going to chop his head off in the County Square?
If you're going to amend the Constitution for this, there's going to have to be some sort of serious penalty, don't you think?
You would think. But,
so that's kind of frightening as well. I mean, I can understand a misdemeanor for burning something in public without permission, whatever.
Yeah.
But lobbing someone's head off over the flag.
It should be against a lot to set a grocery bag on fire, too,
right.
in a public square. If that's what they're doing in those cases.
I just think this is bad. I agree with you. It's totally bad, and I think that social ostracism would do much, much better. Because really, if somebody's burning the flag, and let's just imagine what the penalty might be. Let's say 25 years in prison.
That seems a little excessive. Let's go for 1 year in prison.
1 year in prison. Whatever. I have a feeling they're going to make it excessive so they can make an example out of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're serious about flag burning, so you'll get 25 years in the federal clink.
But this is flag desecration.
This would be federal prison.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that's no fun,
now,
even for a year.
This is flag desecration. Can you desecrate the flag by accidentally doing something to it?
Possible. Again, how do you determine intent? Your show, 800-259-9231.
What if you're taking it down and it hits the ground? Have you desecrated it?
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, we'll talk to you about anything, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find live streaming. We've got a broadband stream and the not-so-broadband stream. They're both on the house at freetalklive.com, so you can listen for free. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's the show about your calls, so let's talk to Conrad in North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure. Well, thanks for calling, Conrad. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about this for a couple days now. The libertarian stand is the protection of life, liberty, and property, right?
Okay. And as the Constitution is supposed to stand.
And now, wouldn't the national health care, I'm sorry to change the subject, but wouldn't national health care fall under the idea of protecting life? Would you not say that everybody deserves the right to have regular checkups and medication if they're sick?
How about it from this point of view? If I decide that I don't want to pay my taxes in order to support the medical issue, then who's going to protect my life from the police that are going to come and shoot me? Conrad?
All right.
Here's another way to look at it. You don't have a right to someone else's rights, do you?
No.
Okay, so in that case, then, what you're proposing, the nationalized healthcare thing, would be an infringement upon the liberties of those doctors and nurses that decide that they want to dedicate their lives to helping other people. These people are getting into the business of medicine because they like to help people. I mean, that's usually the reason for it. Some of them want to get some money, but
shouldn't I be able to force somebody to bring vitamins to my house, too?
Right, because that's the idea behind socialist health care is that, well, we have a right, you have a right as a person to health care, to quality health care, blah, blah, blah. Well, that means that you have a right to force doctors to come to work at the point of a gun and to force them to pay attention to you and to force them to give you care and to force them blah, 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 blah. You don't have the right to force people to do things, in which case, if everybody decided, wait a minute, I don't want to, okay, now we're forcing people to do things in the health care industry, I don't want to be in health care anymore. I'm leaving. Would you force them to stay?
All right, I see what you're saying with that. And then I have
it's enslavement. Yeah, go ahead.
Another question
yes,
about education. What don't you think that all people deserve education as well?
Nobody deserves education. Anything, Conrad. You don't come into this world deserving anything. You have to earn everything that you get.
I think that education's fantastic. I think everybody should be educated. To some extent or another, I mean, you know, being able to use the English language fluently is a great skill, and you should have it. But
the word "deserve" implies that someone is someone will be forced to provide at some point, and I think that everybody should have the option of purchasing a very affordable, very effective education.
And let's be clear here, Conrad. I just want to make one more point, is that there's a large percentage, and I don't know exactly what the number is, but it's like 20-something percent of people graduate from schools in America functionally illiterate.
So they didn't get
education.
They didn't get their education. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, we paid for it. We spent $7,000 a year per student to send those kids to school for 13 years, but they still didn't get it.
Well, I'm not saying our education system is perfect.
They have a right, don't they, Conrad?
Wouldn't you at least say that it's beneficial to the economy, at least, when we have a more educated workforce?
Absolutely.
It absolutely is. Sure is.
Poor person.
What's that?
People who are who are really poor won't have the opportunity to get that education.
It is definitely beneficial to the economy to have educated people. Unfortunately, that's not what the government provides for us. The government education system has seen falling test scores and just a dismal situation ever since the feds took over in the 50s.
Conrad, when I was in high school, a college professor used to come to the store. It was a magazine store where I worked, and he showed me
It was a comic book store.
It was a comic book and magazine store,
right.
But they had lots of magazines. Anyway, he would buy comic books. Anyhow, he had with him a primer one time, and he and I would talk. We'd play chess, that kind of thing. And he had a primer that was a sixth grade primer. It used to be that most folks graduated sixth grade back, you know, in the early part of the 1900s, and then before that, right? Are you aware of that? Okay. This primer had math problems in it that I had never seen before. The questions
were
in high school. Difficult. I mean, this was difficult stuff. And I was, you know, an honors program in high school. They used to learn more in sixth grades than we do now in 13.
So
and that's because the federal government has been guaranteeing us, quote-unquote, quote-unquote, education. What they're doing is they're teaching our kids how to put a condom on, how to knife fight, and how to cuss.
So we should throw away the entire public education system because
we should throw
right
away
now.
The government-controlled education system. I got nothing against public education. Kmart is a public store. You can go into it and be white, black, and woman, male, and shop there. You can walk into 7-Eleven and buy a Slurpee, no matter who you are. I think we would still have plenty of public education if we just let the free market provide it.
But like I said,
it's a miserable failure.
Afford education wouldn't be able to pull themselves out of being poor because they're not educated enough to do so.
They aren't getting it anyway, Conrad.
I think you underestimate the poor people in this. Whoa. Hello? Still there, Conrad? You're kind of breaking up a little bit. We're going to hang on to you for just a second here. But the poor people in this country, I think you're underestimating them. I think they want their kids to succeed even more than the rich people in this country do. And they're willing to band together and do what it takes to make it happen for their kids. They're willing to sacrifice a lot of their own personal lives and their free time in order to send their kids to school. And to suggest that if the government didn't take care of education, that poor people wouldn't get education.
That's pretty cynical, Conrad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really crappy thing to say about those poor people.
Because there's plenty of ways to get education in a free market. Education's price would drop already. Private educations cost half the amount of government educations, and you get much more results. You could homeschool very easily. Plus, there could be charity education centers as well, which would give great educations for free to people. It's all possible in the free market.
The Catholics are all over the world giving education for free right now, just so you know.
Hey, Conrad, your line is pretty lousy. You might have to call us back. We'll let you call back and maybe get a better connection. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. All of his concerns are very valid.
Yeah.
I mean, because we've been raised in this system where we just kind of expect these things. We expect that, well, education's important, so shouldn't the government take care of it? No. Education is so critical. That is reason number one why the government should stay miles away from it.
And this is the problem, is that since the federal government became involved in the education system starting in the 50s, that's when we started to slowly
and that's
get
no
worse
coincidence.
And worse. It's not a coincidence,
no.
Because the
central
government
control.
It can't do anything right.
It is central control. You want to know what central control means, the translation for that? Communistic,
yep,
like old Russia.
And the problem is that people can send their kids to private schools. It's just that nobody wants to pay for something twice.
Sure.
I've been paying for public schools since I started owning property. Actually, since I started living on my own.
Well, now what's going to be interesting is up in the great state of the free state of New Hampshire, there is somebody, at least one person, and maybe they're going to get more people involved here, but one lady is going to be refusing to pay the portion of her property taxes that goes to the schools. She's going to pay for the garbage and the police and the fire department, but she's going to leave out the 60% or whatever of her property taxes that's supposed to go to the schools. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the government's response to that is going to be. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Education, whatever's on your mind, goes. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Saturday night edition, anything goes. Whether it be a political issue or maybe something of a personal nature, you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we have over 19,000 posts on our bulletin board system for you to surf around through. There's hundreds of people very close to the 600 mark that are interacting there, so be sure you go and check that out. It's free, just another service from freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out.
Free services?
Yes, indeed.
Doesn't even make any sense. Free service?
That makes sense.
Best of everything there, freetalklive.com. Hey, we were talking about schools and government education and the supposed right to an education in this country. And those words make things sound really nice. You know, when the progressives put the word right in front of something, you have a right to health care. You have a right to education. It does sound pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, who wouldn't want a right to quality health care? Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want a right to education? Unfortunately, there's no way.
Right to employment.
That's another one they like. You have a right to this job. You can't get fired. You have a right to this job. That's kind of the mindset of some of these people. unfortunately, when you've got the government guaranteeing all these so-called rights, it's the government that's controlling health care, the government that's controlling education, and anybody who's paid even a little bit of attention to the government's activities over the years should know that government doesn't work. Government doesn't do a very good job at anything it tries to
do. Not much of anything.
The only thing government has real success with is killing people. Over the years, governments of all
don't even do that particularly well compared to if a private company was fighting a war. They would still be better at it than a government would be.
They don't do it accurately. They don't. It's kind of indiscriminate in a way. They're just good at leaving dead bodies in their wake.
Now, government's good at force. You know, like to some extent or another that they, you know, that's all it is, really. I guess government is force.
That is correct.
It's not really good at it. It just is it, you know.
So,
because you can't get somebody to do something without forcing them. You can ask them, but that's just asking. But government is force. So if you want to stop littering, well, you've got to force people to not litter.
We were talking about the free market solution to education. And we can't even fathom, really, because we're just a couple of talk show hosts. I mean, we can come up with ideas, but your ideas are just as good as ours, as to how the free market would handle education. Well, we got an email from Paul, and I just want to go into this, because I found it very interesting. My name is Paul. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Calgary, Alberta, up north of the border from you guys. Yes, I'm 17, and I do listen to talk radio. Crazy, huh? Hmm. I've noticed a lot of talk on the show recently about the education system, and trust me, it's even more socialized up here. I've had a very interesting experience with school, and thus was compelled to write a response to you about my own experiences. At the age of 14, I withdrew from high school for various reasons, which is technically illegal. He then spent 2.5 years pursuing his own interests. Right around my 16th birthday, my family moved here to Calgary, and not wanting me to become a washed-up loser, I started looking for a school. What I found was a very interesting little place called Alternative High. Now, he doesn't make it clear yet as to whether or not this is a government school. I don't think it is, but let's move on. You spoke on Wednesday's show about how a school could probably never teach children to question authority and think for themselves. But this place sure has done it for me. Now, again, I was being specific that government schools will not teach kids to question authority. They teach kids to be deferent and obedient to authority. Paul says, so what makes this place so different, this Alternative High? First of all, the school is based around the principles of true democracy. Each Friday, instead of classes, we have a morning meeting in the school's auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
This is called our Democratic General Meeting, and is part of a homegrown course at the school called Democratic Living and Learning. I don't like the way this is sounding quite yet.
I personally don't like democracy.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's a good way to force people to do what you want them to do.
I think it's okay as long as it's voluntary.
Do you think democracy is really going to do black people in this country any good?
No, I think democracy is fine if it's voluntary. And in the case of this school, I'm open-minded to it because he's free to leave.
Yes.
You know, he's free to go to a different school that doesn't do things democratically. Because if you're if you have the vote and you don't like the results and you can leave, then I got no objection. So this little course is called Democratic Living and Learning, which we get credit for and is mandatory to attend. At the meeting, students and staff alike can bring up announcements, concerns, issues, problems, or anything else they may want to. Any policy issues that are within the school's jurisdiction to change can be brought up here by students and staff alike. When an issue is brought up, it is debated and anybody's free to speak on it. It's then voted for. One staff vote is the same as one student vote. There are 120...
Now, don't you think that democracy has its place in situations like, big companies, like a school, for instance?
Like I said, if it's a voluntary organization where you're free to leave, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're deciding on dinner, and you and my fiancé decide that you want to go to the 50s diner,
mm-hmm.
and I want to go to Burger King, and I don't like the decision, then I'll just stay home, and you guys can go to the 50s diner.
Yes. You'll pout in the corner or something.
Yeah, there's democracy in action.
So you're free to either go or not go.
Right.
Now, you're not free to force us to do anything.
No.
That's a good thing.
Right. It's just a decision-making process. So they've got. So apparently the staff votes are the same as the student votes, 120 students and 10 staff members.
Sounds very funny.
The students, therefore, have a much greater voice than does the staff. Staff members go by first names. No Mr. or Mrs. Smith, just John and Jill or Manwich.
See, I personally wouldn't like this for my child. I think that children should respect
adults. Too wishy-washy?
Yeah.
Okay. The idea is that staff and students are on the same level and display mutual respect to each other. It creates an environment in which you're likely to respect the staff more and have friendly interactions with them, which leads to a much more positive learning experience. This is him writing this. I mean, he's not pulling this out of the school handbook, I don't think. It's his personal thoughts. 800-259-9231. We'll find out more about this alternative high coming up. Actually, we got Dan waiting patiently. He wants to talk about education as well. We'll go to him first. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free and anything goes. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners. You can sign up for updates. Tune into the show live. All of it is on the house. We charge you nothing. So go and check it out, freetalklive.com. And don't forget to visit our friends over at downloadradio.org. We've got a link to them on our archives section. They take you all the way back to March 1st. All of our archives since March 1st are free. I mean, we just give and give and give on this show, Manwich.
Yes, we do.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dan in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying your show. I'd like to talk just a little bit about education.
Okay.
On that subject. I'm from Ohio, and an interesting point I thought I'd like to bring up. Back in the 70s, the Christian community, or I should say maybe the Protestant or people of faith, decided they wanted to pull their kids out of school and educate them in private.
A wise choice.
All right. Okay. Now you think. Well, at the first blush of that idea, it wouldn't be no problem, since the Catholics alone had their private schools.
Right.
So why couldn't the Protestants here in the state of Ohio or the Christians have their own Christian day schools? Well,
yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Well, anyhow, they fought them tooth and nail, and they said they couldn't.
They meaning the state.
Right.
Okay.
And the National Education Association said they couldn't do it. I got a book about it. It's a long story to boil it down for you very quickly. The Christian Coalition got together and they hired attorneys and they took it all the way to Supreme Court. But the interesting thing about it was what they didn't. I'm not a lawyer and I'm glad I'm not one, but what they won on was the fact not that they had equal rights. Have their kids like the Catholics. They won on the fact that they said they couldn't teach religion. They won on the fact.
Who couldn't teach religion?
They was saying that we was teaching religious principles.
The state was accusing the Christians of teaching religious principles in their schools?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
it's their schools. Can't they teach whatever curriculum they want? Are you telling me who won in this case? It was the Christians that won?
Right, and they won on the fact that the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the public schools were, in fact, teaching secular humanism, which is a religion.
Hmm. Okay, I don't know about that, but
that's very strange. Now, I went to a private school, you know, basically the whole time I went to school, most of it, I went. Anyway, and I was going in 77, and it was a school that had been there a very long time, set up by a Dutch Reform Church. And the Dutch Reform Church's basically mission in the world is to set up schools. Was that not happening in Ohio?
That was the court case, and I've got the book here. Anyhow, they ruled. The interesting fact is they ruled that secular humanism is a religion, which it takes a lot of faith.
Well, I don't personally agree that secular humanism is a religion. Don't you have to have a god in order to have a religion?
Well, it takes faith. It takes a lot of faith to believe that.
Dan, thanks for the call, man. We're out of time for this hour. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It is your show. Hour number two is on the way. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, don't you have to have a god to have a religion? Am I wrong about that?
I don't think that's a.
Don't you have to have some sort of higher power? The secular humanism.
You don't think you can worship money?
Is that what secular humanism worships?
No.
Don't you worship yourself? Essentially, more Free Talk Live coming up.